With me on the line is Amy Phillips, who's the product manager with Hedron. You're very welcome to Lifeline 90.3 Near FM, Amy.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Okay. Amy, you're heading a current campaign to highlight the problem of head lice. So now the kids are on their summer holidays, are in closer contact, playing together, sharing towels, juggling sun hats, and enjoying extra sleepovers. There is one pest that you would like to bring to our attention, the head louse, and you want to spread the word and not spread the lice. So, Amy, can you tell our listeners what are head lice and how do they affect children?
Of course, Michael, yes. So head lice are live, wingless insects, and they live on or very close to the scalp. They are very common among school children and their families. And most often you will know if your child has them if you see them scratching at their head. However, not all children will experience the scratching symptom, but it would be the main symptom for parents to look out for.
Okay. And how do head lice spread?
So they spread through head-to-head contact. Contrary to belief, they don't jump. It's literally just head-to-head contact. As we're all aware, children spend so much time playing together, and it's very easy for them to spread in this way, like through the likes of sleepovers or after-school activities. The latest craze of selfies has also added to the list of
a new dimension,
ways of
yes.
spreading.
Okay, Amy. And Amy, what should a person look out for, you know, when lice... I mean, everyone gets an itchy head from now and again or a bit of dandruff or something, but what should a person look out for when lice are suspected?
Okay, so look, the main thing that we would say is to regularly check a child's head. So check the child's hair once a week using a detection comb. Good lighting is very important, and if the child's hair is wet and using a conditioner is going to make it more comfortable for them. So you need to check close to the scalp, behind the ears, back of the neck, top of the head, and under the fringe. And this should all be used using the detection comb.
Okay. And so, Amy, can you run through a fictitious scenario as to how a parent should proceed when they discover that their child has contracted head lice?
Sure. Look, if a parent discovers there is a case of head lice, firstly, we would say, please don't overreact and don't be ashamed. However, they do need to treat immediately.
Right.
So Clonmel Healthcare have a range called Hedron. We have Hedron Once, which is a 15-minute treatment. We also have Hedron Treat and Go. You can leave this on overnight or put it on in the morning. Just leave it in for at least 8 hours and then you rinse out. And this is the best way for parents to treat.
Right, okay. And Amy, what are NITs and how are they identified and treated?
So the NITs are the actual empty eggs from the head lice. So these aren't actually lice. They're not live, and they don't actually indicate an active infection, and these can simply be removed by combing again.
Right, okay. And about what percentage of families are affected with head lice?
About 78% of families experience at least one outbreak of head lice in a year.
Wow.
Obviously, if these aren't treated, it's going to get worse. They will get higher. So that's what we are trying to instill to parents is to, if a case is detected, please, you know, let people know.
Yes, because what I was going to ask you, like, I'd say some people are actually embarrassed to find that their child has contracted head lice and might try to keep it a secret.
Yes, it is. There's a terrible stigma around it. However, they are so common. And as I said previously, there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to do with personal hygiene. And we just urge parents to inform the school after school summer camps. So then precautions can be made to try and stop the spread.
Right. OK. And how should a parent treat their child? I assume that you can't. It's not necessary to lock the child into their bedroom and not allow them out to play with anyone or to come in contact with other children.
Absolutely not. No. If there was a case of head lice, just be conscious that there isn't head-to-head contact with other children. For girls, it would be suggested to maybe tie their hair in plaits or to tie it up in a tight bun, just to try and prevent the spread. But no, absolutely no need to keep them away from their friends or let them out to play.
So, Amy, that just begs the question: are children, once they're treated with the product, Are children still infectious for a small amount of time after that?
What we would say is it depends on the severity of the case, but once a treatment has been applied, it would be advised to keep regularly checking. And a second treatment would most often be applied 7 days later to ensure that the head lice have been killed.
Right.
And then, as we said, we have a website, onceaweektakeapeek.ie, and literally this is what we're saying to people: every week, check regularly, and this will hopefully, you know, stop any infestations again.
Okay, Amy. And so just with treatment, how long does an infection usually last? It sounds as if it's relatively short term.
It is. And once the treatment is used correctly, they shouldn't last for any long period of time. There is another part of the Hedron range actually called Hedron Protect and Go. This actually works by killing the lice before an infestation can take hold.
Right.
You literally spray it on your child's hair at least twice a week. It acts as a conditioner. It's a lovely detangling formula, and it also has a lovely fruity orange and mango fragrance. So that will actually help protect your child for any possible infestations.
So protect the child from getting an infection in the first place.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay. And Amy, are head lice dangerous to the host? Like, do they spread disease?
No. They're not dangerous, and there's no fear of any disease spreading.
Okay, and why do you think head lice are so prevalent, despite the many products that are available to tackle them? So, do you think that some lice are developing an immunity to these products, similar to the way bacteria are currently to antibiotics?
No, I believe the main problem is that parents maybe aren't treating properly, and again, others aren't being informed, and that is the key, is to let people know if your child has them, so then people can start taking these precautions.
Okay. And Amy, can you give your contact details for any of our listeners that might want further information on head lice, their prevention and treatment?
Yes, certainly. As I mentioned before there, we have a website called onceaweektakeapeek.ie, and that has lots of information on head lice, what they are, how to treat, some facts and myths, and it's a very informative website.
Right, okay. So is there any point not covered here, Amy, that you would just particularly like to highlight yourself?
Michael, the main point, and not to be repeating myself, is to just say to parents listening, is to please don't be embarrassed if there is a case of head lice in the family. Please let others know so the spread can be avoided. And I leave it on Once a Week, Take a Peek.
Got it. Okay, Amy, thank you very much for joining us on Lifeline on Near FM. And I look forward to speaking to you again in the near future.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Thanks, Amy. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.